hers. Despite my misgivings, my anticipation grew. She unlocked the door and we filed into the space. The long room was small, at least compared to Blake's office. Though musty and in dire need of a cleaning crew, the space held promise. Behind me, Blake sighed.
Fiona, seriously? This is the best you could do?
She shot him an annoyed look. Erica and I discussed her budget, and for the location and size, this is a fair option. Obviously, the space could use some TLC, but you have to admit, it has potential. I took a long look around, envisioning the many possibilities. I had been so busy keeping things running out of my apartment, all while hiring, that I hadn't had a chance to get excited about this move. But this would be fun. I love the wood floors.
They're filthy.
Blake scuffed the sole of his shoe on the floor, drawing a faint line through the dust.
Have a little vision, Blake. We just need to clean it up, and with a few enhancements, this could definitely have a cool design studio feel.
Exactly. Exposed brick never goes out, Fiona added.
Pretty old.
Blake wrinkled his nose. I laughed and slapped him on the shoulder. Show me a building in Boston that isn't old. The space was a far cry from the Landon Group's renovated modern offices, but I had modest and realistic expectations. The current state of the space left much to be desired, but with some elbow grease and a few additions, we could make this work. We stopped in front of the large windows facing the street. A flutter of excitement coursed through me. Giving the business its own address would be a major milestone and make everything we'd accomplished so far seem much more real. I turned to gauge Fiona's reaction.
I think I like it. What do you think?
Fiona pursed her lips and looked around. The price is fair, and the lease term gives you options for growth. All things considered, I would say this is a safe bet. Can you see yourself here?
I can.
I smiled, having renewed faith in Fiona's brokering skills. At the end of the day, we needed a comfortable, affordable working space for the new team members of Clothespin, the fashion social network I'd spent the past year growing. Let me make some calls and see if I can get the price down for you, because Blake's right. This place is kind of dirty. Plus, if you plan on fixing it up, that gives us a bargaining chip. Fiona pulled out her phone and exited toward the hallway, leaving us alone again.
You didn't ask me what I think.
Blake gave me a crooked grin.
That's because I already know what you think.
I could give you twice the square footage, and you wouldn't even need to leave the building to come visit me. Plus, you'd get the girlfriend rate, which I think you'll find is unmatched in this part of town.
Blake's uninvited assistance in all matters was a lost cause. Sure, he was controlling, compulsive, and persistent as all hell, but he was ultimately a fixer. When the people he cared about ran into problems or wanted for anything, he came to the rescue, sparing no expense in the process.
I appreciate the offer. I really do. But you can't put a price on independence, Blake.
We'd had this conversation before, and I was standing my ground. He needed to trust me to make things work on my own. This trust thing went both ways.
You can be independent. We'll put it all in writing.
In my experience, putting it in writing only commits me to being dependent on your ample resources for a minimum length of time. Blake already had me bound to a year-long lease with my apartment, though he'd yet to cash any of my rent checks.
Call it rent control. You could lock in the girlfriend rate for, say, a 20-year lease, and then we could negotiate from there.
He encircled me in his arms, pressing me firmly against his chest, his lips inches from mine. My heart pounded. This went beyond our usual banter of trying to outwit each other. We had only been together a matter of weeks, and he was already thinking about the long term. My lips parted slightly as I struggled to take a full breath. Blake's words and his proximity made my world